Welcome back. That was the most normal.
Welcome back to Caitlin's voice.
Thank God. It's been a month and a half.
Probably. Close to it.
Literally, it's been since Thanksgiving. So like, yeah, a month and a week.
God bless. It came back and then it went away again.
I know. It was so tragic. And it went away like even worse the second time. Yeah.
Tragic. Frog in my throat. Before we say anything, I would just like to say that the Denver, excuse my French, fucking Broncos are going to the playoffs for the first time since 2015. Right?
Guys, when we talk about the game, right? I'll talk more about it, but I need you to know I'm elated. I've never been happier in my entire life. It's a great day.
I'm so excited as someone that was there. It was the coolest feeling in the world. And I just have to let you know that like a lot of the guys are like saying, like we were at dinner with my friend and her husband who's on the team. He's like, we're about to go in and beat Buffalo. Like the confidence is just so there. So
they
excited.
They need to be confident.
Well, because you know when you're like friends with people, like they'll be like, you know, I probably wouldn't have said anything if he was like, man, I don't know about this.
Or effed.
Coming.
Well, because I feel like he's told you some days that like he comes home after like, you know, like hard losses, and he's like,
yeah, I don't know what happened that game. Yeah. So I usually get an honest response. So I was like, I was texting Caitlin and I was like, the confidence, everyone's there. Everyone's so excited. I can't wait. I wish I was rich, 'cause I would be going to Buffalo this weekend.
Same. I literally was like,
it's fine.
How quickly can I sell a kidney? How fast can I like get this
kidney
on the black market? Like,
who wants my kidney?
Sell it for not only plane tickets, but for the ticket to the actual game, too. I'll sell it to anyone.
I'll sell elbow pictures.
I've got
anyone.
I've got
my kneecaps are pretty nice. My kneecaps are pretty good.
Some people say that I've got weird faces on my kneecaps when I straighten my leg really tight.
I feel like that's a niche market.
I feel like I could probably pay for the trip with one picture. Let's go.
Well, you know what? We're going to Buffalo this weekend, actually.
Yes. Thank you, knees.
The playoff stage is set. And you know who's not in there? Joe Burrow.
Dun, dun,
have you ever heard me be this mean to Joe Burrow? I don't think I have.
No, she, if you know Spencer, she loves Joey B.
I love Joey B. But listen, once you gritty, once you haven't even won yet against my team,
sir,
we have beef. There's beef. So,
yeah, I loved all of the people literally being like, Kansas City should have played their starters, like, so that
Even Joe Burrow in his interview. I don't know how many of their starters are playing. Hopefully some. I'm so sorry. Mayhaps perchance, the team that wins more games usually gets into the playoffs. And I'm sorry, besties, but you lost to the Patriots.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know what to tell you. And no, that's not Joe Burrow's fault. It's not Ja'Marr Chase's fault or T. Higgins or any of those guys. But it's a team sport, and your team lets you down. Sorry,
you know,
besties. Better luck next year.
I get that it sucks because, like, Ja'Marr Chase just got a triple crown, you know, one of the best freaking, you know, receivers in the game right now. And Joe Burrow had a career year and all this stuff. But, like, they didn't start winning games until the second half of the season. You know, like,
precisely.
As good as you play, unfortunately, like, I feel awful for their offense because their defense has just been like allowing teams to score more. Like, they've been scoring at such high volumes all season. So I get it. But you got to have a defense, and it is a team sport.
It was not Patrick Mahomes' job role, any of that, to make sure that Joe Burrow was in the playoffs.
Literally.
I'm pretty sure if Patrick Mahomes could make sure, ensure that he never saw Joe Burrow in the playoffs ever again, he would. So I don't know
why. He'd be thrilled.
He'd be thrilled. So everyone crying, saying, that's not fair. It is fair because the Broncos won more.
And there's like, I mean, literally, you know, there are so many teams that did the same thing. Like, there are so many teams that took their starters out.
It's why, a strategy if you're, thing.
Well, and yeah, and like, and if you're a for sure playoff team, like Kansas City, they already knew that they had a first week bye. Like, they already knew that they were comfortably in the playoffs. Why would they waste playing their starters, like, and risk them getting injured, you know? Like,
yeah, imagine, but you know, Patrick Mahomes' ankles are honestly...
They're on their last threat.
Glass. They're made of glass, I think.
So, no, literally.
You think Andy Reid's about to risk him twisting another ankle? Please.
So this is what I was about to say. I was like, I know that I have a note in here about one player, Christian Watson on the Packers, who is, you know, and they're in the playoffs. He played one of their best receivers. He played last week. And he tore his ACL. Yeah. And so, you know, I just... if you're a team and you're competing, you're going to be selfish. And that means protecting your players and sitting your players. So,
period.
Sorry.
Moving on to let's talk about who's playing this weekend.
Do you want to go game by game?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Sure. Well, sure. The first game, Saturday, we're doing Saturday. They have, I think, two games Saturday, three games Sunday, and one game Monday. Game one on Saturday is the Chargers versus Texans. What do you think about this game?
I think, so the Chargers are currently favored. I think it's going to be a close game. Okay. But I've got the Chargers. And the reason I say that is I just think that the Chargers pass rush is going to give the Texans really shitty O-line lot of problems. And a lot of people were talking about like CJ Stroud's regression, and I wouldn't even call it a regression. I just think he doesn't have good protection this year.
Totally. And just like a full good team surrounding him. Obviously he's had a lot of injuries in his offense as well. And it's just, I totally agree with you.
So so I think I think it'll be an interesting game. I love CJ Stroud, and I love like a lot of the people on that Texans team.
Yeah.
And obviously the Chargers like weren't even good at the beginning of the year. I just think don't know. I think their defense might cause some mayhem.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, because first of all, the Chargers do have an insane defense, and for a team having an incredible defense like the Chargers, you're playing a team like Houston, who in their last two games scored a combined 21 points. Like, they're not finding a way to score. And when you have a defense like the Chargers that's only consistently gotten better throughout the season. And like, Houston, I think, has been, what I put is like, they've been consistently good. But I don't think I've really seen them be great at all this season. So I also have the Chargers winning. I think Chargers are on an up and up. And Houston's just been kind of flat all season. Like, they haven't been exceptional in any way, unfortunately.
Well, and when you haven't been scoring, and then you have the Chargers, our defense is currently first in opposing touchdowns allowed. Yeah. And first in opposing points per game, similar. Yeah. Unless they come out and have like the game of their lives, I don't think they're going to ever overcome. I don't think so either.
And like CJ Stroud, he finished the season and this is, I guess, maybe where the regression comes in. But he finished the season with 20 passing touchdowns and 12 interceptions. That interception number is pretty high. It's a little high, and it's a pretty low touchdown count too. So like, not only is he not finding a way to score or to pass the ball in the end zone, he's also throwing an excessive amount of interceptions to the wrong guys on the wrong team,
wrong way,
They should have like those cute little like signs that say wrong way. Not me. Well, I guess they can't because
do not enter.
Everyone's going the same way.
Do not pass.
Not me. Not to me. And not, yeah, like we said.
To be fair, the other team is wearing different jerseys. To be fair. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that is the symbol of
the indicator.
Wrong guy. Not me, bestie. I'll take it.
I'm gonna take it. You shouldn't be doing it. Did you mean to pass? I'll run it. It's fine. I'll keep going.
Sorry. My bad.
I would literally toss it back to him at the end and be like, my bad. My bad. After my pick six, of course.
You're bad.
I'd be like, I'm actually really sorry. Yeah. So he just, like I said, I get the regression thing. I get that. I think that's fine. But like, I think it's going to be like the Justin Herbert, Ladd McConkey show. I think that they're just going to be going crazy for the Chargers offense. So I don't have it being like an insane scoring game. I have it 20-17. That's like my random guess. But I have it being close to. I just think that the Chargers are going to edge them out.
I'll go same spread 23-20.
Ooh, okay. Love that. Pew, pew. I think that the Chargers just are made for this, but let's see. Game two.
Let's see who really does well, though, when the lights are bright.
Yep. The lights were too bright for the moment. We shall see. Some teams are like, I show up for this. I was made for this. And the underdogs, that's when the underdogs come out to play. Some teams, though, are like, I've been so good all year. And then they just, like, shit the bed in the playoffs.
Like the Vikings against the Lions last week?
9 points, man.
Anyway.
I'll talk about that in a second, too. I've got things to say about that.
Moving on.
Game two, Saturday. Steelers vs. Ravens. What you got?
I mean, is this a joke? I have the Ravens, obviously.
I do, too. Yep. I want to. What's your, if you had a random score guess, what would it be? I don't know if you wrote one down, but if you had one, what would it be?
I didn't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mine. I'll just give you mine just so you can, you know, I don't know, hear mine. I have Ravens too. I did 31-20. Ravens scoring 31, obviously, and the Steelers scoring 20. The Steelers, I think the only thing stopping the Ravens from scoring 50. Okay. I love that. I think the only thing.
Has been good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the only thing stopping the Ravens from scoring 50 on this team is that they do have a good defense. So,
yeah, so that's why I was like, I'll go 27-20. Honestly, yep. maybe even like 27, like 17, something like that. Because
okay,
listen.
Yeah, I've got an 11 point spread. I feel that. I just think that like Ravens are going to be scoring all over.
Listen, the Steelers have not even won a playoff game since 2016. I don't think their team to me looks the same every year. I think they won the same amount of games last year. Like they just win 10 games. Like they're like, oh, they might have potential. And then they just are eternally mid. Like,
well,
and
I was going to say, so bottom, do you know
mid to that bad?
Mid to meh. Belt. That's like such a good way to put it. Cause like if you didn't know, the Steelers have the longest playoff history, like the longest streak in NFL history for playoffs right now. But like, that's the thing is like, they always go to the first round and that's like it. They, you know, so like they can get there. They can get like, into the playoffs.
Y'all haven't won in almost they have a hard decade. Time. Not that I, as a Broncos fan, can say anything, but I will because I am.
It's been less than a decade, only like 9 years.
Period.
Only like 9 for us. So I'm fine. It's fine. We're going to win it this year, so don't even worry about it. But I think that like, just in general, Lamar Jackson is having a career year. My guy he's the first player in NFL history to pass for 4,000 yards and then run for 900 yards. And he's also the first player in NFL history to have 40 touchdown passes or 40 plus touchdown passes and less than 5 interceptions. He has 41 touchdown passes.
The man has only 4 interceptions. Yep.
4 interceptions on the season. Like he's having an incredible year. And to have him next to a guy like Derrick Henry who can literally trample you over while he's jogging.
He scares me.
Like, he could literally skip and just like, he go bowling. Literally, you guys are all just pins to him and he's bowling.
I've said it once and I'll say it again. If I were on the field and I saw that man coming at me full speed, I would kindly step out of the way. You know what, bestie? It's all you. You run that thing.
Go ahead.
After you.
Do you want me to hold anything for you?
Did you need some water later?
Literally.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Well, and it doesn't help either. I think like the Steelers are kind of screwed here because the Steelers are on a 4-game losing streak.
Yeah, you suck, Russell Wilson. Sorry.
Period. I really do, just with like the way that the Steelers started, I wonder how Justin Fields would have done given the whole season. I can't help but be curious. But Ravens are on a 5-game win streak and they're on a 4-game losing streak. And so it's just like you've got two teams going totally different ways.
The Ravens.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're incredibly dominant.
You're old and you stink.
Oh, yeah. And Najee Harris is possibly still out with a concussion, too. He's still questionable. I think he's still under that kind of protocol. So they don't even have their best running back. And so you have the Ravens D who's just going to absolutely pick apart Jalen Warren.
Again, like I'm not trusting a team that hasn't won since 2016 versus the Ravens. Although I do think that they are so good. Like they have every right to be in the Super Bowl. They have to get there. They have to perform when the lights are bright. But I think they have all the pieces to get there. Like, they're just so, so good. I know Zay Flowers is questionable with his knee, but honestly, you can just run the ball.
With both Lamar and Derrick Henry, you just take turns running the ball, just like trashing through each other, trashing through people. They couldn't care less. Yeah, I'm excited about that game. I think that for the most part, I'm excited about a lot of these playoff games. I'm really excited about that one. But game number 3 is the game closest to my heart. The Broncos versus the Bills. Guys, I'm really getting teary-eyed. I hate that I do this. Guys, Broncos are going to the playoffs.
Whoop, whoop.
I think I've cried like twice about it. I'm literally so excited.
I'm so, so, so excited. What I'm not excited about is that the game is at 11 a.m. Eastern time, which is, if you didn't know math or time zones, 9 a.m. for all of our lovely people here in Denver. And
That it was at 11 a.m. our time.
Oh, yeah. Rewind.
I was like, dang.
No, it's
crazy.
I'm dead. It's just because I checked the time and it said 11 a.m. And I realized because it was catering to me, my phone was.
I felt that.
Anyway, 11 a.m. start time, which you obviously are there like 2 hours before. It's an early day. Everyone was talking crap to me, okay, online, because I said that sucks, basically. And the weather conditions are supposed to be really shitty. It's Buffalo.
20 degrees with snow
and flurries. Yeah. And everyone was being mean to me, like, everyone has to, it's the playoff. Nah, nah, nah. Okay, listen, I always take into account with any team, not just mine, when it's stuff like that, because it sucks. Like, because I, as someone whose family's on the East Coast, know that when I come home, I sleep till like noon or 1 every day I'm there because of the time zone change. So it's just crap, okay, for anyone.
You're tired.
If we were talking about two other teams, I would say that sucks, okay? They're probably going to be a little bit sleepy. Maybe not, though. Maybe they'll be wide awake, full of energy. The other thing is, at least the weather is going to be like a little bit, you know, crappy, because while it will be cold, and like Buffalo is obviously like used to the cold, like if it's like snowing and stuff, like I think everyone's always at a disadvantage a little bit. It's a little bit of an even playing field. But again, I wasn't making excuses for the Broncos. I was just saying it sucks. Is that an excuse to lose? No. But I just had to mention that. It's an early game for the Bronky boys.
Yep, it is. It's an early game, and you know, like you're getting off the plane. I'm sure. Do you know when they're flying out? I'm sure sometime this week, but
I'm wondering if they're gonna go early. No, I'll have to ask Kristen and see when they're flying out. Okay.
Yeah,
usually that was just, they like, always fly out the day before, but I'm wondering if they're gonna go early. Yeah, but you don't have your practice facilities if you go too early. So,
oh, that is true. That is very true. Yeah, it's just like, I think with like the conditions and stuff like that, it's going to be a lower scoring game than like I originally would hope, because like,
yeah,
I love our offense. I feel like our offense has come such a long way. The Broncos offense, I should say. The Broncos offense has like, yeah, compared to the first few weeks. Yeah. It's like, I put like, our offense, everyone else, like besides Bo Nix, like really started to show up. And then I think with that, like Bo Nix was able to be elevated and was kind of really ready to take like his next step and become his best rookie quarterback self. And so like the offense just as a whole has like really come so far. And I love the Bills offense because it's so dynamic. Like you don't really have like one receiver that's always getting the ball. You don't really have like, you know, these two star guys. Like they kind of just use everyone. And Josh Allen's an incredible quarterback. And so like I was really excited for like kind of a really big offensive battle, but I think it's going to be a little bit lower scoring because with the flurries and the snow, like you're cold and you're slipping and it makes it really hard to just to score, to get downfield and make plays and stuff.
Yeah. No, what's crazy to me is I went from literally screaming at the television going, Bo Nix, why can you not throw more than 5 yards? I simply don't yep. understand. To watching Bo Nix heave 60-yard throws like 3 weeks in a row for touchdowns.
Accurate as hell, too.
Did not think that was happening in this lifetime. But it has been so beautiful to watch Bo Nix, especially after the game. If you didn't watch, he ran a lap around the whole field and gave every fan like on the front row and the front rows like high fives. And it was just so special. Everyone talks about just how much of like a veteran presence he is. Like even though he's a rookie, they're like, if you saw his work ethic, like and you saw him, like you would not think that's a rookie. Like you'd think that is a
veteran leader, quarterback,
which I love. Like I love his demeanor. I love the way, you know, he handles questions and the press and stuff, like, and his humor, and he keeps things light, but he also takes responsibility. I love it so much. The only thing that I don't love is most of the time our run game.
Because it's very mid.
Yeah, mid to very bad. And then sometimes
some days occasionally it's absolutely atrocious.
And then sometimes randomly like not bad.
Suddenly Javonte Williams gets like 3 touchdowns, you know?
And it's, I love there's him, no in between. But me too. I worry. That's like the biggest spot I think I'm worried about with them. I am so happy that they, you know, took Marvin Mims out of like just being kind of just the punt returner. Mm-hmm. Because he has done so, he has been, as you said, like dynamic. He has been so dynamic for us. Him, Courtland Sutton, I feel like, and Bo Nix weren't connected that much through the first few weeks, it felt like.
Totally agree.
And I don't know if that was just getting like comfortable or whatnot, but that connection that they've built, even like just blossoming in the past like 3 to 4 weeks, I think is going to be something like so sick. I think if Denver, like just thinking forward, you know, like if we get like a real like RB weapon, like one more, you know, receiving weapon, like I think we will be nasty in the best, like disgusting. And thank God for our defense. Thank you, God, for Pat Surtain. I love Pat Surtain so much. I think that the Broncos defense is honestly what can keep us, you know, in the run for the Super Bowl. I think that obviously Josh Allen is having an MVP year. So by no means, if we lost in the first game, I'll be upset and I will be sad, but you can't be disappointed in this season when everyone was predicting like 2 to 4 wins. You know, everyone's like, it's a rebuild year. And then, you know, then our offense is really bad, but the defense comes out and everyone's like, holy crap. Like they have a really good defense. And then the offense steps up their game, which has been so
beautiful. The offense caught up. Yeah.
So I just think honestly, like with this week, they don't need to like make drastic changes because.
Nope. I agree.
Some of the games like where the defense is having like bad games, it like makes me literally want to cry, obviously. Belt. But then you see games where we should have beat the Chiefs if it wasn't for, you know, a blocked kick, which how often, you know, that doesn't happen every week. So there's so many games that I think if the defense would have, you know, played like the defense has when they step up that. You know, that's what
we could be like 12-5 if it weren't for like one off plays.
And I think that honestly, when Josh Allen, if you can disturb him and make him uncomfortable, obviously, he used to have like the running record for like most interceptions. OK, and Pat Surtain is quite a good interceptor.
Well, and so that's what I was actually going to say is that. Like, I think that because of kind of what I was explaining earlier, that like that the Bills don't really have like that one star receiver. I think Pat Surtain's going to have like probably the hardest task on the Broncos. Like he's going to kind of be tasked with whoever's doing good at the time and whoever they're targeting
make
at the time.
Like everyone uncomfortable.
Yeah. And you know what? And maybe that means that they go into more of like a zone defense rather than having Pat Surtain and Riley Moss. Yeah. Be on man-to-man coverage and then have, you know, zone elsewhere. Like maybe they just go kind of full zone just because you don't really know. Like who the ball's going to each time, and you can have different receivers in there for different plays. Like I said, they're a very versatile and dynamic offense, and so Pat Surtain's just kind of have to like do his best to be everywhere all at the same time, and Riley Moss is really going to have to step up and kind of be like that counterpart for him when it comes to the pass coverage. But I think that Zach Allen and Nick Bonito are going to. Be kind of those disturbances that you were talking about for Josh Allen. Like they're so good and they're so strong and they're so stubborn in the sense that if Josh Allen doesn't have a guy open right away, he'll still try to sit in that pocket and our guys will take advantage of that immediately. Like they will continue trying to break blocks to get to the quarterback.
And then just like our sack over the weekend, one of my other best friends, hubbies, John Franklin Myers, he has been a dog. They literally gave
He's
him the
been
admin.
So good.
The admin gave him a dog for Christmas,
amazing.
Like a dog, little like wooden figure, and said, it's because you're a dog. He had a sack and hilariously, my friend was not watching her man get the sack. And I was like, hello. She was like, It's because I wasn't watching. I'm
That's
like, oh,
exactly
well,
it.
Out you go. Bye, Dom. See
you
ya.
Should leave so he can do that more.
You should go. But they like that just whole like front defensive line has been so, so good most of the time.
All season.
Getting to those quarterbacks, making them uncomfortable, just disrupting their livelihood. And I love that.
I can't wait. I know. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I think that people think we're going to get our asses kicked.
Everyone thinks that. Yes. Right now.
I know. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Let me just talk about this before I even allow myself to move on. Okay. Before the season, before preseason, even like right before preseason started, we were ranked 32nd. In the power rankings before the season. They were putting like graphics and pictures everywhere being like Broncos in the race for the number one pick. Like people literally were like, there's no way. And then after preseason, before the season started, we were ranked 30th in the power rankings. They saw us beat all four teams and win all four, preseason games. And they still only moved us up 2. And they were like, okay, you guys are 30th now. Maybe you'll get 2 to 4 wins. Blah,
blah,
blah.
You still suck.
And we are a 10-7 team in a very hard division. We're in the AFC West. We literally have the Chiefs, Chargers, us, and then obviously the Raiders, but we don't talk about them. But either way, you know, like we're an incredibly hard division. So we play multiple very hard games per year, every single year, and we're 10-7. And we could have been 12-5, like I said, literally if not for one-off plays. And that's what happens. It's football and everything like that. I'm just saying that we were close to like a 12-5 team. And we've had like a monster of a season. And that was with starting out really slow. Like,
also,
I think people are still strongly underestimating us.
Well, they are. Bo Nix ends his regular season, by the way, with the second most touchdown passes and third most completions of any rookie quarterback in NFL history. Thank you and good night.
I believe, baby. And he broke the single game record for the franchise, too, for pass completion. He had 89.7%, and he beat Peyton Manning, who had 89.5% 9 years ago. So I know. I love him.
Broncos
He's already
country.
My franchise quarterback.
Let's ride.
Let's move
on, though, because we could talk about the Broncos all day.
I could talk about the Broncos for the rest of my life. Anyway, I never even said I think the Broncos are winning. And that's just my biased opinion. I know it's crazy. I'm saying Broncos 21-17. Thank you.
I have to believe. I'm not going to give a score because, again, totally. it depends on
weather.
If it is snowing. Yeah. Or not.
Totally.
But I think it's possible. I hope people aren't mean to us and call us delusional, but I think it's possible.
Hey, me too. I think it's possible.
Anything is possible.
My score and my pick is strictly a biased view. Okay. Like, yeah. I understand that and I recognize that. I know I'm being delusional, but it's because I'm manifesting.
I also recognize that the Bills are
a Super Bowl team.
But so. I love to hear that a lot of other people are they're not counting us out, you know, like they're like, totally. I don't know if they'll win, but they're not saying that there's no chance, which I love. Totally. Like, I hate when people are like, yeah, good luck, which a lot of people are. But to be fair, some other people are being nice and actually really excited. Yeah. And a lot of people have talked, like my dad has never had like an NFL team that he's kind of called his own, just because my dad's Alabama guy. So he kind of follows where the Alabama guys go. So he loves Tua, you know, he loved Brady and stuff like that. But my dad loves Bo Nix. Like, he's like, I love his demeanor, like his
smart
just
dad.
The way he plays. Yeah, he like already likes to watch him. Cause I had to ask, cause I know how like my dad like has his opinions on quarterbacks and
totally.
So that's great. Moving on. I'm very interested to hear your take on this because it's Packers and Eagles and it is at 2:30 PM. Who do you think it's, or 4:30 for our East Coast or whatever.
So listen, this game is up in the air for me. I picked the Eagles to win, but Jalen Hurts is currently still out on concussion protocol. And so they don't know if he will be back for the game.
But
and
Jordan
even
Love
if he's not,
is also hurt.
Exactly. He has an injured shoulder. He said no matter what, he's playing on Sunday. And so it kind of reminds me of Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Like, he's just going to have to, they're going to have to run the ball a lot, I'm guessing. And that makes sense, but you really have to, his O-line, he has a lot of trust in his O-line to have a shoulder injury and be comfortable taking sacks and tackles and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
The thing that's weird about the Jalen Hurts thing also is that he's been under concussion protocol for weeks now. Like, the concussion thing happened weeks ago.
I know. And that's, it kind of worries me that it was maybe a little bit, or maybe... I don't know, because they're saying that he could still be out. Yeah. I think maybe it was just a little bit worse than they thought, which isn't good because, like I said, I mean, if you're missing the first game of the playoffs, like, he is half of their offense. Obviously, you have Saquon Barkley, Saquon Barkley can do his thing regardless of who's the quarterback, but...
Yeah, thank God you have Saquon Barkley. I agree with you. I think this game is really up in the air. I mean, a healthy Eagles team, like... when they have everything together, they are a Super Bowl contender type team. Like just the way they're built. Like Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts are both just such amazing, amazing NFL players. So I'm never going to count those two out. So as long as Jalen Hurts hopefully is playing, I have to go with the Eagles. I fear that like Jordan Love is just becoming like not as reliable.
I feel as though he's kind of, I don't want to say declined, but like he hasn't been playing as elite him, but as he was. Me too. And I really love him. And
I don't know if it's just injuries and stuff, like little teeny injuries that just affect how your game and how you play for him. But yeah, I fear it's just going to be
a runoff this game. Like, who's going to run the most? Because if Jalen Hurts is out and the Green Bay's Christian Watson, like I said, he's their long game guy. He's their long pass guy. He's the guy that, you know, you're going to do all of your super far long routes to. And so, like, with him being out and Jordan Love's shoulder injury, probably not being fully healed, but he's saying he's playing no matter what. He's playing with a hurt shoulder. We all know this here. And so you're going to rely on, I mean, we're probably just going to see like Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley just going back and forth. Yeah.
Well, especially because you have the Packers right now are the fifth rushing offense and the Eagles are second. And then the Packers do have a pretty good, I think they're ranked sixth. Am I crazy? Seventh. Their defense is ranked seventh in opposing rushing yards. I think Saquon Barkley is one of those people that does not affect usually.
He's like the one Derek outlier. Henry,
it's like, that doesn't count.
We don't care. He's
just been a monster. I love Saquon Barkley. So I'm excited for this game just because I do think there's a lot of factors that are going to go into like the outcome of this game. Totally. I want to see the Eagles though go further. I know there's a lot of people I should hate as a Cowboys fan, but the Cowboys are literal garbage this year and I can't speak about them. And I'm just happy that I don't have to watch any more of their games this year.
Period. Yep, and I feel like I'm kind of like the same as you. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I'm kind of like the same as you. Like, I feel like there's so much that is just like up in the air. So many different factors going into this game. Injuries, very important injuries, not just like, a random linebacker, or whatever.
Which are still big deals, but yeah.
Still very important.
Major injuries that could totally change the outcome of a game 100%.
Yeah. And I think like this is the issue here is like I made a note of this because I thought that this was, you know, important to note that Green Bay's defense, like we kind of talked about with like their rush defense, they have a decent rush defense. But again, does that really matter to Saquon Barkley? Not really. But they're going to need to be huge because they held the Lions to their least points this season, which was 24 points. But it was really only in their pass game. The Lions scored every single time by running all over them. Like, and that's, so I don't know if their rush defense is going to be kind of strong enough to handle that.
Up to snuff.
Yeah. But I mean, Jordan Love hasn't.
Timers would say.
I love the snuff.
Up to
I don't
snuff.
Know what that means, but I love it.
I don't either.
But they're not Jordan Love hasn't thrown a pick since Thanksgiving. So he's been an accurate boy.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm really excited. I cannot wait for these games this weekend. I'm a little bit nervous, just a teensy weensy bit.
Me too.
Moving on.
Let's see. Yes. Game 5. Commanders versus Bucks, Sunday at 4 p.m. I'm also very excited for this game. I think this game is going to be like an offensive show out. I think that it's going to be a really high-scoring game.
I love Jaden Daniels.
Me too.
I loved him more at the beginning of the season when he was literally threatening the entire league.
I'm dead.
But he's still been, you know, incredible. 3,500 passing yards, over 25 passing touchdowns, 9 interceptions. I think he's been actually I think he... What am I saying? I think the Commanders have found their franchise quarterback, just like the Broncos have. And Brian Robinson Jr. is another great guy for them. I have loved watching the Commanders. Again, I know I honestly would understand if any of my fellow Cowboys fans disown me. That's fine. I don't care. as long as Jerry Jones is president, I don't really want to be a part of this situation anymore anyway.
But I'm so dead. Well, Jerry Jones apparently is going to step down, according to the Magic 8-Ball. So.
Well, I would love for that to happen, and I don't think it ever will. So,
all right,
until he steps into the gates of heaven, I don't know if he'll step down.
But I'm dead.
I have loved watching this team. I would love for them to win. Obviously, the Bucks were super up and down this year. They were good.
They were bad. Yes, and they were. They're probably one of the most inconsistent teams. But it's
ate them up and spit them out.
It's hard because, like, their inconsistencies, though, are, like, severe. Like, they're very, like, I'm talking when they win, like, and score 40 points and beat you by 20. When they lose, they score, like, 15 points and lose by 20. Like, it's such, they're so extreme, it feels like.
Like, you know how we just talked about, Caitlin? We just talked about how, you know, one person had 41 passing touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Well, Baker Mayfield had 41 passing touchdowns and 16 interceptions.
That's quadruple.
That is times 4. Yep. Boo, tomato, tomato. Baker Mayfield annoys me. I'm sorry.
Does he?
Not really.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. He's just I don't like his name or his attitude or his vibe.
That's valid.
And the Bucks, okay. I don't really like red, you know.
You're just not a Buccaneers girly.
No, I don't have valid reasons for this. So before y'all come for me, I will say this
That's
often.
Okay.
There's a lot of people and players that I dislike, and it's just because I like to be a hater sometimes. It's never really their ability. They just kind of annoy me.
See, this is what I always say. You can be the sweetest peach in the entire world. And some people still don't like peaches.
Yeah, well,
and that's okay.
And I don't think Baker Mayfield is the sweetest peach. I think there's a lot of people that dislike him.
I would agree.
Anyway, I think I agree with you, though. I think this game is going to be like an offensive showdown. The Commanders have had the third rushing offense. You know, they're ranked third, however you want to say it. I can't speak today clearly, but Brian Robinson Jr. has been a force
He's
to be
been
reckoned
so
with.
Good.
This is like the year of the, not the year of the running back, but it was like the year of the kicker. Cause everyone was making like 70 yard, you know, field goals. And then the year, I mean, with between Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Brian Robinson Jr.,
They're just all so good. What do you mean? Jaleel McLaughlin and Javonte Williams? You don't like them? What do you mean?
Not Ezekiel Elliott. I'll tell you that much. But,
Listen.
Christian McCaffrey would have been in there, too, if he wasn't hurt every day.
Oh, my God. Poor thing. I feel so bad for him.
Caitlin texted me and said, Ezekiel Elliott is gone. I said, What?
No, he literally signed with the Chargers people. Like, this is crazy news. He literally was just like, Cowboys, please release me. And then the Chargers were like, you're coming with us for the playoffs.
I think he should just
like,
retire.
What?
Well, he's on the practice squad. So he's like, they're like, can you help us practice for the playoffs?
Can you run a little bit? Are you better in practice than you are in games?
I don't know. Probably at this point. I'm sorry, Zeke. I loved past tense you, but wow.
Lol. You want to know what I'm excited about for this game, though? Mike Evans, who is a receiver for the Bucks, is going to be one-on-one, 1v1, hopefully, against Marshawn Lattimore, who is the defensive back for the Commanders. And that, like, back in their NFC South days, it was like a huge rivalry. They used to go very, like, they're like a very physical, very competitive like defensive back and receiver duo, and so they're really, really fun to watch. So I'm excited to see that. Everyone's like, who's gonna get ejected first, because they're like that snippy and competitive with each other. So I love that shit.
I love
that shit.
Yes. Everyone knows so I'm love excited when they're shit talking and fighting and
me
all the
too.
Things.
Well, and they haven't seen each other like or faced each other, I think, in a while.
In a while.
And so, yeah. So having this is, it's going to be, I think, probably really fun for them. And like, I don't know, probably make them want to play even better. So that's good for both of their teams. But I just think that the Commanders have like such a good passing defense. So I think the Buccaneers are probably going to want to utilize guys like Bucky Irving and Rashad White. And if Cade Otton, their tight end, is healthy, they'll probably utilize him for some more like short pass stuff. But they're gonna need to go a little bit harder in the paint. The Buccaneers are against the Commanders defense.
Harder in the paint.
Like, you know, I go hard in the paint. You hate me, don't you?
Is that what they do? In the paint?
I'm just like kind of wiggly. I took the rest of the day off of work, so.
Oh, I don't get to do that, but I love that for you.
Moving on. Last
game.
Last Christmas.
Can you believe that the Vikings have to be in the wild card game?
Isn't that insane?
That would piss me off to no end if I were the Vikings.
Okay, but let's talk about how not only are they in the wild card round, they are traveling in their first game to LA because of the way that things worked out. Because LA won. Yeah. That effing sucks. So not only, they should absolutely be hosting. Listen, so I feel like that's weird.
In the biggest game of their season this year, they folded.
Yeah.
They folded like a lawn chair because.
Yeah. They scored Sam 9 whole points.
Sam Darnold was getting blitzed every possession, and the Lions don't even have their best defensive. Like, they've been riddled with some injuries on their, like, their defensive lines.
So, just means they're deep AF. That's what she said.
I'm interested to see how it's going to go this weekend, only because I think the Rams almost have even, like, a better defense than, like, the Lions have had just with their injuries. On the guys that are going to blitz and make you uncomfortable. And Sam Darnold was very uncomfortable. But on the other end, like, the Rams are very, like, Puka Nacua is their security blanket. Puka Nacua is their Nikola Jokic, as I would say.
Well, and they just, like... No, literally. And that's like the thing, though, is that like they have expanded their offense a little bit with guys like Cooper Kupp, DeMarcus Robinson, Tutu Atwell. Yeah. And so they're not leaning as much on Puka. And I think that maybe they've like been waiting for this moment, like because Puka Nacua, you said, is their security blanket. He's the guy that you're going to pass to if you need a big catch, if you need, you know, if you need anything, if you need something, it's going to be to him.
I mean, Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp are, first of all, my favorite combo of names to say in the NBA.
Yes. my favorite duo of names. 1,000%.
I just love to say their names. But also they're just both incredible NFL players. So no matter how amazing the Vikings have been for the majority of this season, I'm not counting the Rams out. I think that they could be a threat. I think it could be a close game. And if Sam Darnold doesn't get his shh together, then the Vikings could find themselves out after the first round.
Yeah, and a lot of this is going to have to do with, like, play strategy, too. I think, like, the thing is, last week, too, a lot of their offense was because, the Lions, double covered Justin Jefferson on almost every possession, which literally Justin Jefferson had, like, 5 targets and 3 catches. Like, he got nothing all game, and he is, like, their offensive force, and so... Like, if he can't get open, he's screwed. But so I think that they're going to try to probably play a little strategic and, like, find ways to get Justin Jefferson open. New plays, new routes, things like that. Because you can't just let him get doubled every single possession and have all this additional coverage. But I'm actually opposite of you. I think that the Lions are, or not the Lions, that the Vikings are going to kind of be a much better offensive team on them, because the Rams defense is only like bottom 12. Like they're like the, I think like the 13th.
They just have, in my opinion, I think they have a good pass rush defense.
They do, but their line itself, I think that the Vikings offensive line is going to be able to like protect Sam Darnold better. Yes, I think that they're going to be able to protect Sam Darnold better, because I don't think that the Rams have a great defensive line, great blitzers or anything like that. You're going to have guys a little bit more worried about like Sam Darnold passing than they are about sacking him. So I think that they're going to, I don't know. Like I said, I think that the Rams defense and the Vikings offense, there we go. I'm like, which side of the ball am I on? The Rams defense and the Vikings offense are kind of both going to have to play a strategic type game. They're going to have to be versatile and dynamic. They can't do the same thing over and over again, because they're going to learn and they're going to F you up. And that's just like the way that that is. But the thing is about the Rams is that they won every single one of their games in December. But
exactly, that's why I'm like, I can't go based off of like their rankings, because they were out so many people, like they were so severely injured. That's just like from what I've seen, like I think they could be some pressure. But I mean, I loved this Vikings team this whole year.
Me too.
The only thing was I was like how bad they looked. I mean, they lost, you know,
they got their asses whooped, literally. Yeah,
pretty poorly. Yeah,
but what I was going to say, and this will kind of like, I guess this will, what's the word I'm looking for? This will like not prove my theory, but it's my supporting like idea, or like my supporting facts for my idea. There we go. Words are hard. Okay. So the Rams won every single one of their games in December. They beat the Saints. Saints only scored 14 points. They beat the 49ers. 49ers only scored 6 points. They beat the Jets. The Jets only scored 9 points. And they beat the Cardinals. The Cardinals only scored 9 points. And then their last win was the Bills. And the Bills scored 42 points. So I think that, I guess the reason that I'm saying that, like, I think that the Vikings will be okay is because I think that the defense is incredible against okay offenses. I think that they struggle against elite offenses. Does that make sense? And yeah. So, but that means that the Vikings have to be elite. And if they can't do that, if Justin Jefferson is shut down and Sam Darnold is crapping his pants in the back, in the pocket every single time, then they're not an elite offense. They're not going to perform like an elite offense. So you need to have kind of all parties on board with that.
Agreed.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I obviously I'm most excited about the Broncos game. I like will literally be going insane.
I'm so nervous. Me too. I'm so nervous, but I'm so excited and I'm so ready.
Me too. And guys, listen, first of all, again, always, be nice. We know we have some insane views sometimes, but just like, you know, you don't have to tell us we're dumb. You can be like, I politely disagree with you. Exactly. You can say that to us.
And here's, love when you say, you know, I actually don't agree with that. And here's why. Oh my gosh.
And here's why.
Queen or
like,
king.
Like, thank you for teaching me.
Gentle them. Love when you, I love evidence and I love stats.
I
love kindness. I just love when you guys come in the comments and like come with when people comment like stats I haven't heard yet, I get really nerdy over it. I'm like, that's well, so
and
cool. Yes,
and I love it too. I feel like we have like a very good group of subscribers, so like shout out to you guys, because for the most part, like, you guys are incredibly nice to us. Like, we don't get a ton of like super mean comments. I love the way that you guys correct us. We love to have sports discourse. So thanks for being here, and thanks for even listening to us. I know that we might not be your two likely sports analysts that you would go to first thing Monday morning, but we're happy that you're here, and we're so happy to be here.
It's not Monday.
I know, but I was just saying, you know, like people like on Monday mornings after Sunday football will like go listen to like their favorite analysts and stuff like that. And so we're not your most likely favorites, but if we are, we love you. And that's great.
Please like, comment, subscribe, though, if you're new here. And if you're not new here and you don't like, comment, or subscribe, that's rude.
yeah, that hurts my feelings.
That hurts.
Ouch.
But we love you guys as usual. We have all of our socials and things linked below. We are very active and we love to talk to you guys, whether it's here, whether it's on Twitter or wherever it may be.
Instagram, TikTok, all
Instagram,
the above.
TikTok. And we hope if you're just some of our NFL friends that we can get you a little bit into the NBA, because we obviously talk a lot of NBA. And then we're going to, of course, keep updated through the rest of football and the playoffs. And yeah, we'll have another episode out this week, but it will be basketball.
Yeah.
And we'll follow up with you guys on what happens.
Yes, I was going to say, let us know. Yeah, let us know like some of your guys' predictions too. I want to hear what you guys will think
happen.
Some
disagree.
Of you guys are, yes, and some of you guys are like more up to date on like current injury reports than I might be on like certain teams and stuff. So keep us posted. I love to hear you guys' opinions on these things, or if you have any crazy takes, I am all for it. But we're so happy you're here. Yep.
We have
Thanks,
four
guys.
Of them together.
We do.
Combined.
Well, I'm pretty deaf, actually.
Well, okay.
Unfortunately, I am.
one fully functional arm and...
Yeah, it's not good for me. It's not looking good for me.
It's not good. Between the both of us...
not good.
Between the both of us, we have three fully functioning arms.
Through my phone. Yeah, three arms, maybe like 2.5 ears. We're doing good.
Both of us, I have contacts in always, but both of us don't have one good pair of eyes. That's for damn sure.
Can't see a thing. Literally cannot see a thing.
Anyway, now we're rambling. So as we do best. Anyway, we love you. We're so happy to have you. And we can't wait to talk with you soon. Okay.
Bye.
And that's that. Rat-a-tat-tat. Okay, bye.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat it up on the drum.